Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Rucker. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Gerges. Batting third. The right fielder, Danny Gardella. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Medwick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Weintraub. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Hal Luby. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Feldman. Pitching for the New York Giants, Harry Feldman. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Schuster. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting third. The left fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Kreitner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Weiss. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hank Weiss. And now, play ball. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Gardella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardella hits a pop-up towards short. Schuster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Schuster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuster hits a fly ball into center field. Rucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta takes first base on ball four. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta scores. Goodman moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Weintraub fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gardella who is chasing the ball. Hughes reaches third base with a triple. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gardella. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Hughes scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Mickey Kreitner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreitner is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball towards right. Gardella settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Gardella. Johnson moves to third. Bill Schuster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuster is 0-for-1 in the game. Schuster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Luby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson scores. Weiss moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Luby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schuster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiss fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Nichols pinch hits for Harry Feldman. Roy Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ewald Pyle now pitching. Ival Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nicholson bunts towards the mound. Pyle fields it and throws to first for the out. Goodman moves to second. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-1 in the game. D'Alessandro is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Hughes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Rucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Gardella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardella is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardella hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0-for-1 in the game. Medwick hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of D'Alessandro. Medwick reaches second base with a double. Gardella moves to third. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 0-for-1 in the game. Weintraub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Kreitner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreitner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kreitner hits a fly ball into right field. Gardella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pyle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schuster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Luby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luby is 0-for-1 in the game. Luby bunts towards the mound. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Luby moves to second. Ewald Pyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schuster fields it and throws to second for the out. Luby moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Rucker hits a pop-up towards short. Schuster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Schuster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuster is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schuster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pyle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Gardella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardella hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gerges moves to second. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Medwick hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gerges scores. Gardella moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 0-for-2 in the game. Weintraub hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gardella scores. Medwick moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Hy Vandenberg now pitching. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Medwick moves to third. Two outs. Hal Luby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Luby hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-2 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Luby fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hughes hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. D'Alessandro moves to third. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards center. Rucker fields it and throws to second to catch Hughes for the out. D'Alessandro scores. Two outs. It's 4-2. Cubs. Mickey Kreitner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreitner is 0-for-2 in the game. Kreitner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Weintraub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Mead pinch hits for Ewald Pyle. Charlie Mead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mead hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kerr moves to third. George Houseman pinch runs for Charlie Mead. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 0-for-3 in the game. Rucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kerr scores. Houseman moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandenberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Houseman moves to third. Rucker moves to second. One out. Danny Gardella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardella is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gardella is walked intentionally. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Medwick hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Houseman scores. Rucker scores. Gardella moves to second. It's 5-4, Giants. Bill Fleming now pitching. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weintraub hits a fly ball into left field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gardella moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-3 in the game. Lombardi takes first base on ball 4. Medwick moves to second. Hal Luby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Luby takes first base on ball 4. Gardella scores. Medwick moves to third. Lombardi moves to second. It's 6-4, Giants. Paul Erickson now pitching. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Medwick scores. Lombardi moves to third. Luby moves to second. It's 7-4, Giants. Mel Ott pinch hits for George Houseman. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ace Adams now pitching. Ed Sauer pinch hits for Paul Erickson. Ed Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Schuster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuster is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schuster hits a fly ball into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. John Burroughs now pitching. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rucker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gerges bunts towards the mound. Burroughs fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Burroughs. Rucker moves to third. Gerges moves to second. Danny Gardella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardella is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gardella hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of D'Alessandro, who is chasing the ball. Gardella reaches third base with a triple. Rucker scores. Gerges scores. It's 9-4, Giants. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Medwick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gardella scores. It's 10-4, Giants. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weintraub hits a fly ball into center field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Medwick moves to second. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lombardi hits a fly ball into left field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Luby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Luby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Luby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rucker. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Weintraub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicholson for the out. Goodman moves to third. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 3 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into right field. Gardella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodman scores. Two outs. It's 10-5, Giants. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerges fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ace Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schuster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rucker hits a fly ball into left field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Novikoff pinch hits for Mickey Kreitner. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikoff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko pinch hits for John Burroughs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bill Schuster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuster is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Schuster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pafko moves to third. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pafko scores. Schuster moves to second. It's 10-6, Giants. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.